Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The drumbeat to turn PG&E into a public-run company appears to be growing, with State Senator Scott Wiener the latest to weigh in. The senator says he plans to introduce legislation next year that would force the company to become a public utility. Phil, what do we know about this proposal?
It's basically a placeholder. What we have is the governor and Scott Wiener and other elected officials around the state saying, look, this can't go on. There's got to be a fundamental change at PG&E. And if it doesn't come out of bankruptcy in a way that they feel is going to ensure both fire safety and an end, or at least a big reduction in the blackouts, they're saying the other option would be some sort of full or partial public takeover of the utility. The governor is saying as much in private meetings with PG&E as it goes through bankruptcy, trying to get a deal that he thinks is fair for the fire victims, for the insurance companies, and leaves the company with enough money to change. And Scott Wiener is taking it on the public side, saying, okay, we'll start moving in the legislature to start looking at what legislation, what kind of financing, what can we do on that level, sort of to back up the governor on the idea of it going public, if that turns out to be the case in the coming year.
But, hey, Phil, this sounds good in theory, but PG&E has said, I mean, they're not playing ball. They've told the governor that they're not breaking up the utility. They don't want to sell. So how do you strong arm them?
Well, what you do is what you say is, look, we can start on this. What you have is a company that's going through bankruptcy. It's a utility, actually. It's done it before, but it's unusual. It's not like a company that goes out of business and stops production. They're going to stay in business. And also what's happened is there's been a change in ownership. So when companies like this or utilities like this start going down the tube, the stock drops in price, and hedge funds and these people, speculators, move in, buy it at bottom with the idea that they're going to sell it back at a better price. Now, your question is really good, because what is the actual leverage that the governor has and everybody has on something that's in a bankruptcy court that is a federal judge is looking at? And that is the power of the pulpit, or the power to say to investors, okay, what you have worth now will either be worth more afterwards or possibly less afterwards, and try to bend them in that direction. It's not necessarily going to work. And they could just turn around and say, look, we owe money, we're going to pay the money, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and then if you want to buy us, go ahead and try. And that's going to be the real challenge that these politicians, because as you point, it goes from theory to reality, and that means coming up with some major bucks and assuming some big liabilities like the fires down the line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.